OMG. Did you just suck at that TV or radio interview? If your media appearance went sideways, get in touch to request a free review. Just send us the video or audio, and our friendly experts will give you some ego-massaging feedback. Just Google Marvelous Media Training to find out more. Hi, I'm Steve Bleers, this time on the Media Training Podcast.
If you care so much about carbon emissions, how come you used your car to drive here today?
Presenters talk over people for a job. You'll never win a slanging match. Relax, smile, and calmly make your point. Today we're talking about how to answer a hostile or negative question from a journalist. Now, wherever you're from, you'll have heard or seen tough, aggressive questioning on current affairs TV and radio. Here's a taster of presenters on news shows gunning for contributors.
Even the millionaires behind a lot of this stuff, they're as sick of it as I am. Why do you all keep doing this?
They you seem like a normal person. You seem like a normal person with normal values. Oh, my God, for the love of God, let me finish the sentence, man.
Do you regret telling Russia to shut up and go away? Mr. Williamson, please answer the question.
Okay, you might recognise a couple of those journalists, Piers Morgan and Julia Hartley Brewer, both on Talk TV at the time I recorded this. The third was Richard Madeley on Good Morning Britain. Now, whatever your taste in TV news, these sorts of hard-hitting interviews are seen as ratings grabbers by the broadcasters. They'll find an issue people like to argue about, be it immigration, transgender equality or emissions charges in city centres, and we're off to the races. So, what's the answer? Well, the best defence against hostile or negative questions from a journalist is to not appear in the first place. So, you know, just educate yourself on where this sort of journalism happens by watching and listening. If you're invited on that show, just say no thanks. No one needs or deserves to get their arse handed to them on a plate on air, obviously with a few exceptions. Now, in some of the worst examples, typically you might find during, say, a five-minute interview, you'll see the presenter ratcheting up the tension. They'll interrupt, accuse you of being out of touch, question your knowledge and your experience, and even get quite personal. So let's say you end up in front of a journalist like this. What do you do? Well, if faced with a hostile or negative question, keep your cool and de-escalate the tension. This means don't allow yourself to be swept up in the rising tension by staying calm. When faced with aggressive behaviour, we get flustered, don't we? We often jump to our own defence, and that can mean forgetting all your key messaging and just hitting back with an ill-judged comment. Once you lose your cool, it's game over. Whatever point you had will be forgotten. They've won. If you watch this type of TV, quite often you'll see presenters crack a smile at this point, thank the guest politely for their time, and just move on to the next item. Meanwhile, the clip of that person getting angry is being edited to run online and in the news bulletins for the rest of the day. And that doesn't seem fair, does it? Also, shouting back is a similar no-no. You'll never win a slanging match. Presenters talk over people for a job, and the gallery or studio manager will just fade you out. So, how might you diffuse a hostile or negative line of questioning? A great approach is to simply pause, relax, smile, and calmly make your point. If you're interrupted, which is another technique used to rattle guests, just say or repeat calmly, "Can I just finish my point?" several times if necessary. Now, the absolute master of diffusing tough questioning was John, now Lord Prescott, former Deputy Prime Minister in Tony Blair's government. He appeared on BBC Radio 4's Today programme quite regularly, where the then presenter John Humphreys would ask him a very forthright question. And with a laugh in his voice, he would just put a pin in that tension and deflate it by saying, "Oh, John, both you and I know that's really not the case. What we should be talking about is my key message." So, do a John Prescott. In summary, hostile and negative questioning, keep cool and carry on. De-escalate the tension. My next tip for answering this sort of questioning from a journalist is to practice active listening. So what do I mean by active listening? Tune into the question, not the tone of voice. Take a beat to make sure you've heard the question correctly. By actively listening, you can remain calm, in control. You won't just be waiting for your turn to speak. Showing that you are listening is also rapport building and respectful. That in itself will show that you aren't playing along with any negativity. It'll help you control your emotions and make a great point. Active listening will also help you identify opportunities to bridge back to your key messaging. For example, that's an important point, but it's also essential to remember that, or before I address that, let me first emphasize, or I understand your concern. However, the key issue here is active listening is your friend. Okay, thirdly, hand in hand with negative questioning, you'll usually be faced with loaded questions. What is a loaded question? That's a question that makes you look bad however you answer it. So, for example, a climate activist might be asked, if you care so much about carbon emissions, how come you used your car to drive here today? How would you respond to that? I'll tell you what, let's take a moment. You can hit pause here, think it over, and we'll compare notes when you're ready. Okay, have you had a chance to think about that question?
If you care so much about carbon emissions, how come you used your car to drive here today?
Yeah? Well, here are some options from me. Number one, change the premise. You could say, I do everything practical to minimize my carbon footprint. But caring about global warming doesn't mean you have to strictly stick to every possible environmental practice. I think that's quite reasonable. Secondly, you could reframe the question. You know, the bigger point here is that as a nation, we need systemic changes to make low carbon transport an option for everyone. It's a good argument. Thirdly, acknowledge and bridge away from the question. So you could say, everyone has a personal responsibility to reduce their carbon footprint. But the bigger picture here is, why is it taking so long to expand our network of more environmentally friendly transport? You get the picture. Don't join in with the negativity. So those are my tips for handling negative and hostile questions from journalists. Remember, most interactions with the media are just a business-like exchange of ideas, not combat. Don't have nightmares about this. Is confidence around media appearances an issue for you or your organization? Marvelous media training is probably for you in that case. It's simple, straightforward, and no one gets beaten up. Well, not very often. You'll learn how to prepare and perform so you can confidently share your expertise when you're under pressure. Drop me an email. Hello@bitfamous.co.uk. Thanks for listening.